Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Chaf. Daf Chaf. Okay, we are on Yutesma Beis. We will start in a minute with the second to last line on Yutesma Beis. Just one source related to a larger sugya that we mentioned yesterday, and that was the issue of Doros Misha'al Yalfinan or Lo Yalfinan. We said maybe the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether you consider the Mincha as Shana HaKasav La'akev, which fact, the Mincha of requiring one's hand, not making a kli that fits the size of a fist, but having to use one's hand. So is that an example of Shana HaKasav by Karbanis? That's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and the potential rejection was that Doros Misha'al Lo Yalfinan. So related to that is the larger sugya of Nitna Torah V'Deschad Shalach, as we discussed in the past, but just to remind the Olam of the Gemara, where that phrase comes from. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed He, has a machlokes between Ravasi and Abaya. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, Kol She'imo Tmei Aleida Nimo L'Shmona. Anyone whose mother, I'm saying it because it's also this week's Parsha, any mother who's Tamei Leida, any woman who, when she has a baby, she is Tamei Leida, Nima L'Shmona, her baby has a Bris Mila on day 8. V'chol she'eini mo Tamei Leida, eini mo L'Shmona, and any mother who does not have who is not Tamei Leida, for some reason, her birth did not create Tumas Leida, her baby will not be Nima L'Shmona, but when would her baby get mauled? On day 1. Right, the only the chiddush of delaying till day 8 because it says a biyom hashmini. But if you don't have that, then you do bris mila right away as long as the baby is healthy enough. Shenamar, as the pasuk says in this week's parsha, Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar v'tamash shavas yamim. It says tumas leida, and in the very next pasuk, a biyom hashmini yimol basar alaso. So you see, there's a connection between tumas leida and yom hashmini getting mila. So that's what Ravasi says. Tumas Leida and day 8 go together. Just by the way, this is Shir tonight. Ian Shir, Ein Omrim Shira Ella Al Hayayin, which is a sugi that came up a couple of days ago. Comes up, again, it's a Karbana Shir about when do you sing in the Beis HaMikdash with an Asachim. We're going to talk about Hallel a little bit, different types of Hallel, relate to Pesach, Hallel Pesach night, Hallel the Seder night, all different in Yanim. We'll come up with tonight at 9:30. Okay, says Rev, so again, Ravasi said that anyway, Tumas Leida causes Mila on day 8. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaya, Doros Rishonim Yochicha, Abaya rejects Ravasi. Abaya says, what do you mean? The earlier generations would prove that you are wrong, Ravasi. Why? That there is no connection between Tumas Leida and Mila on day 8. She'eini mo Tmei Leida, v'nima L'Shmona. After all, Sara Imenu. Sara Imenu was not Tmei Leida. There was no such thing as Tumas Leida in the times of Sarah. And yet, Yitzchak had his Mila on day 8. Right, so you see that there's no connection between Tumas Leida and Nima L'Shmona. Omar Le, Ravasi answers, Nitzna Torah, v'nischat shahalacha. There's the line. Once the Torah was given, Nitzna Torah, v'nischat shahalacha. Halacha is renewed. What does that mean? What does that line mean? So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin, that's the most important source in this topic, says that just because something took place before Har Sinai does not mean that it is applicable to us. That might be the history of the mitzvah, but related to why the mitzvah is obligatory upon us and how the mitzvah is obligatory upon us, lav dafka, that we learn from and we don't learn from before Har Sinai. So just because there was no connection between these two ideas before does not mean that there is no connection, that just because there was no connection then doesn't mean there's no connection now. There could be a connection, says Ravasi. So that's the source. The Rambam quotes the beginning of Hilchos Avel to prove that's why he says Avelos is only one day. Various contexts where this is found. By the way, Lamaisa, what do we paskin? Like Ravasi or Abaya, we paskin Sveika Dedina. We don't know. What's an example of a woman who's not Tamei Lida? A woman who has a cesarean section baby. So the question is there Tumas Leida there or not? The answer is no. There's no Tumas Leida. When does the baby get a Bris Mila? So we don't know. So we're machmir in both directions. We do it on day 8 just in case Abaya is correct. Just because Abaya is correct, we do it on day 8 because if you do it too early, so then it's not a Mila. We possibly, if you do a Mila too early, it's nothing. If you do a Mila too late, okay, you did it late. Maybe you have curries for a day, but you already did it late. Mashiach, if you do it too early, you might have to be Matev Dam Bris again. So that's why we wait till day 8. But if a cesarean section baby is born on Shabbos, we wait till day 9. We do it the following Sunday. Cesarean section baby is not Machal Shabbos. Why? Because only a Mila Bizmano is Docha Shabbos. And maybe this kid's Mano is day 1. So that is why maybe the meal of the following Shabbos is not a meal of Bizmanos. That's why we wait till the following Sunday. Okay, so that is a machlokas, Sveika Dedina, Lamaisa. Okay, so we continue now with back to the Gemara. So if you remember, yesterday's last Amud and a half discussed what is Ma'akev, what is not Ma'akev. We've had the statement of Rav. First, the Gemara thought on Amud Aleph that Rav required Torah and Chukah. And then the Gemara said, no, you don't need both. If you have Torah, you need Chukah, but if you have Chukah, you don't need Torah. And went through that on the bottom of Amud Aleph. And then it went through, unless the pasuk is repeats itself, Shana Kasav La'akev, as we've had a number of times in Kutchin. So then the Gemara says, what about Hagasha? Hagasha, the pasuk repeats that it's not Ma'akev. What do you do about Hagasha? So we say, no, maybe that pasuk is just telling you where to go and not that you have to do Hagasha. And that was what we discussed about the southwest corner. How do you try to cover both Lefnei Hashem and Al Pnei HaMizbeach? So now we're asking about another din. Maskev Rav Huna, second to last line. Hare Melach. What about salting the carbon, which we mentioned back on Dav Beis, is a chiyuv for every carbon. Carbon of an animal, carbon of a mincha, it all has to be salted. We'll get to later on. It's interesting that when we started this act, we're like, yes, salted the carbon, you do it by mincha too? That's unusual. I always thought by an animal. That's where it says it in the Torah. The source of the Torah for Melicha's carbon is by a carbon mincha, dafka. So we'll see if there's any nafkaminas differences between mincha and nat. So maskev Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Hari melach t'dol tana bekra melach, salting the carbon, which the Torah does not repeat u me'akva, and it is ma'akev. So doesn't this break the rule? It is ma'akev ma'akva be, and it is ma'akev t'tanya, because the Brisa says bris melach olam hu. It's a eternal bond of salt." What does that mean? Shetehei bris amur b'melach. That teaches me that there is a bris that is said about melach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's a bris that's said about melach that it must be forever. Minis ma'akev. That's what it sounds like. Reb Shimon Omer. And Rashi says that Reb Shimon is not arguing lamaisa. He's just arguing about how you darshan the psukim. Reb Shimon Omer. Ne'eman kan bris melach. Olam hu, v'never lahalon, bris kuhunas olam. It says, bris and olam by salt and by kahuna. Kishem she'i efshar l'karbonas below kahuna, kach yefshar l'karbonas below melach. Just like you can't have karbonas without a kohen, so you can't have karbonas without salt. So you see that as a comparison. So you see it's ma'akev. So why should it be ma'akev if it doesn't say it? Doesn't say it twice, doesn't repeat it. So answers the Gemara, Amar Yosef bar Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Kitana Didan Sfirolei, De Amar Lo Malakasher. It's a machlokes. Rav, who says that you have these rules of whether it's ma'akev or not, was told that salting is not ma'akev. Like our Mishnah said, Lo Malach is kasher. Right back to our Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago on Yud Ches Amen Aleph on the bottom, where it says Lo Malach, still kasher. So Rav holds like that sheet. A couple of points. Number one, the Meshachachma Kedarka Bakodesh, says, Rashi says there's no machlokas between them, but I can come up with an afkamina. Meshachachma in his commentary on this pasuk in Vayikra, Melach Bris, he quotes Rashi, Mashbaz Darshan, he says, no, Venera de Pligi, if you need Melach on a carbon of a Bama. Because a Bama, you don't need Kahuna. So what are the two sources here? Is it Bris Amur B'Melach? You just say the first day of that Bris Melach Olam, Bris Omer B'Melach. So you need them by all Karbanis, even on a Bama. But what's the second source? The second source is just like Kahuna is forever, so too Melach is forever. But I'll find you a place where there is no Kahuna. So that's why, according to the second day, it says the Meshach Chachma, on a Bama, Melach would not be Ma'akev. For Reb Shimon Saver, to kamo kahuna eina b'bama, kein melach eina b'karbanas bama. To be did kahuna, havi did melach. To bris im aron ubanavu. Va'asi shapir, and if that's true, what I just mentioned earlier, then it comes up, Masha kasav ikr din melach b'mincha. Then maybe it also makes sense why Dafka says, the ikr din of salting a carbon by the mincha, why? Mishum de'eino b'bama. Because you don't have, thank you, you don't have carbonous mincha to baba, at least according to some opinions that we had at the end of Zachim. Laharos to bebama ain't a tunus carbonous malach. Adafka says it by mincha to show that you dafka do it by mincha because on a bama, minchas don't apply on a bama. On a bama, you don't have it. He says, look at the end of Zachim, there's a machlokas where there's mincha on a bama. But that is the insightful comment of the Meshach Chachma that he picks up on Rashi, who says that there is no machlokas between them, and he thinks that there is a machlokas between them. Some achronim point out, the Chlechemda I saw quoted, and others that the Raya, the Meshech Chacham was Afkamina, maybe you could argue with. Like, doesn't Rashi, or assuming Rashi also knew everything, and he didn't. So one could suggest that we have this discussion already in the Achronim. When we say that a Bama does not require a Kohen, does that mean, per se, no Kohen is required? Or do we say that, no, a Zar has the status of a Kohen on a Bama? That was a chakira we mentioned at the end, in the last parak in Zvachim. There could be when it says you don't need kihun on a bama, it just means you don't need a physical kihun, but a zar has the status of a kohen. Nafkamina, does he have to wear bitei kahuna? So we said, the Mishnah has to come and tell me that you don't have to wear bitei kahuna on a bama. Why do you have to come and tell me that? The second that you don't need a kohen, only a kohen has to wear bitei kahuna. So either you say maybe bitei kahuna is a din in the avoda, that's one way out of it, or do you say even if it's a din in the kohen, maybe a zar has the status of a kohen on a bama. So that's, if you say that, so that even on a bama you have kahuna, and that would knock out the nafkamina of the Meshech Chachma. Okay, that is a ha'ara. Two other points, al pi hashkafa. And that is, I saw, quoted from the Arizal. I haven't been looking in Arizals lately, but as I quoted in the Ma'oris Hadaf, one of these pages put out, that the Arizal says that there are four levels of creation. Mineral, vegetable, animal, and human. Four levels of creation. And all of them must join together in the service of Karbanos. The Karban, the Kohen is the human. The sacrifice is the animal. The Menachis and the wood for burning are the vegetables, literally the growers, what we call the Chai, right? Like the Kuzari says, Domem Chai, Domem Somea Chai Medaber, right? There's the four levels. So the Domem, I guess that would be the mineral. And so you have all. You have the Kohen, who's the person, and you have the animal, who's the animal. And then you have the wood, or the carbon mincha, which is the growers. And then you have the salt, which is the mineral. So the mineral, I guess, because there's no rocks on the Mizbeach. So that's the inanimate objects, which complete the portions of creation in Hashem's service. Right? Well, I'm sorry?
The Mizbeach itself.
The Mizbeach itself, right, if you say the Mizbeach Nechoshes, the Mizbeach HaZahav, okay, there's different the Mizbeach itself. But he says, in the Maisa HaKrava. The Maisa HaKrava, also the you have the salts. You have all four mentioned this. Oh, it says it's from Mayana Shel Torah. I didn't look there. Okay, that's number one. Number two is Rebbeinu Bachai has a nice putting together of a number of the ta'amim of salting the carbon. I think we mentioned some of these in the past, but the Rebbeinu Bachai on the pasuk in the end of Perek Beis at Vayikra discusses some of the reasons, some of the hashkafa behind salting the carbon. So the chinuch we mentioned in the past says it's a symbol of, just like salt keeps things forever, it keeps things longer. So too, mitzvahs keep you longer. So mitzvahs, if you do the avodah, it keeps you longer. It makes you... It makes a person eternal. And then he says, Alderach HaPshat. Alderach HaPshat, what would you say? Things taste better with salt. Tam melach b'karbanis. Lefish lo yiyah derach kavod b'karban Hashem. She tafel mi b'li melach. It'll be bland. You don't want your karbanis to be bland. V'lim d'tar derach eretz. D'malchusa d'rakia kein malchusa d'ara. Just like you'd give a chas v'shalom, as we've said 100 times. You're not giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs something tasty, but it's all for to teach us and to inspire us. So therefore, we put on salt as a parallel. The Rambam says, as the Rambam says many times in Mor Nevuchim, related to mitzvahs, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah didn't salt their karbanis. So we, Dafka, salt our karbanis. Just like the Rambam says that the Ovdei Kochavin used Sa'or and Dvash on their karbanis, so we, Dafka, don't use Sa'or and Dvash on our karbanis. The Rambam says that they used to use Basa V'chalav, so we don't use Basa V'chalav. The Rambam and the Ramban takes the Rambam to task many times that the Rambam has very, very bidyevet type of reasons given. Many mitzvahs are all to counter Averis, to counter Avodah Zarah. The Ramban does not like them many times. But here the Rambam says it again, so that's why we don't salt. L'harchik ha-melech, kiminagov dikachavim, l'harchik melech b'na karbonas, umoasim bo, v'lo yekriviu klal, min ha-melech bolei ha-dam, and we do it. But then he calls al-dibri al-derech ha-medrash, and the Ramban also relates to this. This you might have heard. That bris krusel ha-melech v'sheshi zimei breishas is a special bris that Hashem made with the salt for Maisa breishas. Why? Shehuv tichu mayim ha-tachtonim likari v'melech v'nisach ha-mayim b'chag. Because what happened? Hashem took some upper waters, right? What does it say? Hashem separated the upper waters and the lower waters. So Hashem took the upper waters near him, Kaviyachal. So the lower waters complain to Hashem. Hey, what about us? We're stuck down here in the bottom. What about us? Hashem says, don't worry. You will have a time that some of you will be offered on the Mizbeach. He said, and what is that? The water will be nisach hamayim on Sukkis, and the salt from the oceans will be salting on the mizbeach. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. You'll have your time to be used in avoda. And then he quotes the Medrash, mayim tachtonim nikru mayim bochim. The lower waters are called the crying waters. V'lama nikru mayim bochim, ki b'shosh kidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu as hamayim, nasanei lomavei lomata, and they started crying. This is what I just said. It's in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Hey, Medrash in Gimel. And then he quotes one more Medrash, which in the footnotes it says, we don't know where this Medrash is from. He quotes one more Medrash. One more Medrash. Ha'olam kulo shlisho. The whole world is split into three. Shlisho midbar, a third desert. Shlisho yishuv, a third population areas. Shlisho yam, and a third yam. I guess it's not exactly physically, because we know water covers more than half the earth. So, but a third. Desert, yishuv, and yam. Amad yam l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yam says in front of Hashem, Amad l'fanev, Ribbono shel Olam, b'midbar nitna Torah. B'yishuv nivna beis hamikdash. Ani matahei alai. What about me? I didn't get the Torah, and I didn't get the beis hamikdash. Omer lei, asidin yisrael sheyakriva melech agav yam mizbeach. You'll get something. You'll be used in the avoda. They won't use dirt in the avoda, and they won't use sand in the avoda. The only thing they'll use is part of you. That's the another medrash that he quotes. It's interesting. The natural something I learned just last week, 2 weeks ago. See, the natural realm we say in Baruch Hinafshi related to the Yam and the Midbar. We say Gvul Tzam Tabal Yalvar and Bal Yishuv and Lachasus Aretz. Right, next week is Rosh Chodesh. We say Hashem, you put a Gvul Bal Yishuv and Lachasus Aretz, which you get a picture in your mind if you really think about the kavanah of that pasuk. It's as if the water is trying to flood the earth, and Hashem's holding it back. And that's what the message the Bali Machshava say is about the tide. You know, the tide goes and then goes back. And it's as if the tide is trying to cover, but Hashem's holding it back. Gavul Sada Bal Yavorin. You see pictures of the tsunami. You realize what the natural state of affairs is. Like, why doesn't the water just flood the earth? Kadosh Baruch Hu is just protecting us all the time. You realize what it's natural for water not to flood, or it's natural water to flood, Rahmana Litzlan. But you look at some of those pictures, and why is it natural for the water not to keep going? What stops it? There's an invisible gvul usually. Once in a while, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does these things to remind us, you know, I'm in charge. Gvul samta bal yavard ba yeshuv and lachazors. Sometimes it's b'chasa the arts. But you see pictures, and you put that together with the pasuk of Baruch Hinafshi, that's mamish what, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu controls, that the yam doesn't flood every day. Gvul samta, next time we see the tide, we see water flooding up, we have to think of this water trying to come back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's related to salt. Okay, so we go further. Yeah.
You can't just say that the pasuk has to be repeated only in cases where it's not the finish on the pasuk that's the likuba.
Okay, so that we've said that sometimes before, that some other word takes the place. Right? The question was, why don't we say it only has to repeat itself where there's no other word, li'ikuba? So we're going to have something related to that in a minute. But right now we assume it's a machlokes. So let's continue a little more. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, Ihachi, if it's true, what you just said, Rav Yosef, if it's true that Rav, there's a machlokas tanam about this, whether salt is ma'akiv or not, and Rav holds like our Mishnah that it's not ma'akiv, because our Mishnah says lo malach, and we assume that means lo malach klal, Ihachi, lo yatzak nami. So why don't you translate the other phrase in the Mishnah of lo yatzak? You didn't do yitzika, which is, if you remember, the third pouring of oil on the mincha, lo yatza klal. So you should translate that as, you didn't do any yitzika at all, and we know that's not true. You gotta do yitzika. So Ella, how did you translate the line of yitzika? Lo yatza kohen, Ella zar. Maybe it means a kohen didn't do yitzika, but zar, that's how we translated the word lo yatza. So too in our Mishnah, hakanami, lo malach kohen, Ella zar. So maybe that's what it means in our Mishnah too. Don't tell me our Mishnah is teaching me that you don't need malicha b'di'evet at all. Maybe you did malicha, you don't need malicha b'kohen. You need malicha bizarre. So you're back to the question. There is no Tana that says malicha is not ma'akev. And therefore, according to Rav, it doesn't fit into your rules. Rav says it has to be repeated to be ma'akev, and here it's not repeated. So Amar Lei, says the Gemara. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the phrase. Hakanami lomal kohen elazar. You're going to translate that in our Mishnah that a kohen didn't do it, but a zar did it? That's impossible. Amar Lei, v'chisal al daitacha shezar kar l'gabi ha'mizbeach. Azar, where did he do malicha? We've said malicha is done, barosh ha-mizbeach, as we'll talk more about in a minute. Azar, Yisrael can never be on the mizbeach. Azar can never be on the mizbeach. The closest Azar could get is we've said the 11 amas to the east side of the Azara, that's Ezra's Yisrael, and that he could go in. And then what did we say yesterday, 2 days ago, from the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, that he could go beyond that where there's a need for Shechita, for Smicha, but he can't go on the Mizbeach. Yisrael can never go on the Mizbeach. So, and Melich is done up there. So it can't be. So further the Gemara says, it can't be that you're going to darshan it the same way as Lo Malach Kohen El Azar. Because Azar for sure can't do Malicha. Azar can do Yitzika. Yitzika is done in the Azara. But he can't do. So maybe that's one answer that is said, that don't compare the two, because it's impossible. Or Viba Yisema, which Ash said before, Kivan Dechsiva Be Bris, Kamanda Tane Be Kradamya. There's another word, instead of being repeated, it uses an emphatic phrase to teach me that it's ma'akev. Just like we had earlier, we had some other examples that it says a different emphatic phrase. Keman d'chziv. It's as if it doubles it. Right? We had someone on an aleph related to Nazir and to Toda. Okay, period. Stop there for a minute. A couple of important ha'aris. Number one. The Gemara says later on, if you turn, 2 days from now, Chaf Aleph on the base. It's quoted in the Rambam as well. The Gemara says there were three places where salt was available in the base of Megdash. Three places. If you look about the 10th line of Chaf Aleph on the base. Bishlosha Mekomos HaMelech Nesuna. There were three places. Number one, Belishkas HaMelech, in the salt office. That's where there was always salt there. V'Algabe HaKevesh, and on the ramp, which they might have used as they brought up the limbs of the Tamid. U'Berosho Shel Mizbeach. And on the top, Shlosh v'lishkas ha-melach, in the lishkas ha-melach, shesham molchin oros kachim, right, that's where they used to salt the hides that went to the Kohanim. We know the Kohanim, carbonola, for example, the Kohanim got the hides, so what do you do with animal hide? You made it into leather, so you have to start salting it, so they used that salt there. Al-gabi ha-kev, shesham molchin es-evarim, and on the ramp, they used to salt the Evarim. You remember the Mishnayos? We'll get to B'ez Hashem next year. Also, the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid, which describe the Avodah done every morning. Every morning, the Kohanim split up the Tamid. They ran up the Mizbeach. They left the limbs there. They ran away. They said Kriya Shema. They said Davened a little bit. They went back, and they brought the Evarim back up the rest of the ramp. So the salting was there, so to salt these limbs. Berosh Hashem Mizbeach, and on the top of the Mizbeach there was salt available. Where, that's where they did Malicha of the Karbanis. Shasham Mochin Akomis Falavon of Akhtaris Minchazakoin Vechulu. That's where they did all of the salting of the Karbanis. Says the Chazon Ish. You know what you see from our Gemara? From our Gemara, you see that din is Ma'akev. Because what does our Gemara say? It's impossible that a Yisrael would be doing the salting because he's never up on the Mizbeach. So maybe he did it next to the Mizbeach. So the Chazon Ish says, it must be that our Gemara is assuming that it's a din l'ikuva, that you're not allowed to salt unless you're up on the Mizbeach. In the language of the Chazon Ish, because the din of Malicha has to be done on a davar sherau'i lahaktir. So only a davar that's on the top of the Mizbeach is ro'i lahaktir. Before that, you have to be molichid, you have to bring it, but until it's up on the Mizbeach, you can't do it. I'll read it to you. It's in Tesvav, in Simen Chaf Hei, Os Tesvav. V'hinei lamanu mikan shemitzvas hamalicha al hamizbeach dafka v'imalach kodem sheheala ein ze malicha dekol shechaser holacha al hamizbeach adain in a roi laktara. If you still have to do anything else besides once it's up there, except the only thing you have left is burning it, it's not roi l'malicha. V'zman hamalicha acher shenigmara haholacha v'kfar roi lahaktara shim hamalicha al hamizbeach ein ela hanhaga. Because if you say it's just what they do, avol mitzvasa gam kodem ha'alacha, so if you say you could have done it before, and ein shayach lomar b'chizar karei v'chulu, elavadai, im malach lamata lokiye mitzvah, v'lamanu shamalicha atzma mitzvah, v'im rami kof, what if a monkey put the salt on? That's always the term used by the Chazal and the Mefarshim as, what if it was done by itself? If a monkey did it, right? Something that you just have to worry about the totsa'a, and not about the maisa, then you can say even a monkey could do. Right? If a monkey threw basar b'chalav together and cooked it in your pot, so your pot's treif, doesn't matter that a monkey did it. It's all about the result. It's not about the maisa. So here says the Chazon Ish, if a monkey threw the salt in, it's not called salted. Because it's the maisa malicha. Avshik tiruk shu maluach. Even if you burned it when it was maluach. Kibish achasim malicha v'malicha v'nemitzas kamo belila v'afia v'machmas. The Chazon Ish also assumes that if you had a problematic malicha, or if a zar did malicha, so then that apostles the carbon. That's what the Chazon Ish is assuming. That's not so clear. That extra ha'ara, that is a question that the Tosafot HaRosh has a suffix about that. In Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav, But the Chazon Ish has 2 points. Number one, you see from this Gemara that the Malicha on top of the Mizbeach is Ma'akev. And number two, related to that, the fact that it's such an important Maisa, significant Maisa, it is Ma'akev, it will pass the Karvan. There is a difficult Ramban, just the Ramban just has one line. The Ramban says in Vayikra that a Zar could do Malicha. So we don't know what he does with our Gemara. Right, does he say that? So does he hold like the, it's only love? It says that he could, like Lachachilu do it. Doesn't even say, but yeah, but if he did it. So that's a difficult Ramban. The Ramban says, in on the Pasuk, again, in Beis Yud Aleph, he quotes, towards the end, V'tah b'melach, Amar Gamkin, Bavur Sheim Yimasu Osov, Lo Yigru Klal, he quotes the Rambam's reason by Melach, V'itachin, V'bnei Sheina Derakava, Lios Lechem Hashem, Tofa B'li Melach, like his Talmud, Rabbeinu Bachai said, and then it says, V'chazer v'omar, V'kol Karban Minchoscha b'melach Timlach, why does it repeat this, b'melach Timlach, Ki Yachzor El Mevi HaMincha, Sha'omar bo b'tchilas ha'parsha. V'yemincha's marcheshes karbanecha. V'atam ki malicha k'shera bizar. K'mo yitzika ubalila. That's the language of the Ramban. And in the footnote he says in the bottom, he doesn't know what's going on here. What does he do with the Gemara? What does he do with the Gemara? He doesn't understand this. Okay, but that is the, that's a Ramban. Based on a medrash, he thinks it's a machlokas. Weiter. One other hara, I'm sorry, and then we'll continue. And that is an important comment of the Sfas Emes on our Gemara. And what does the Sfas Emes say? From our Gemara, it's clear that if we didn't have a source in the Torah for Melach being Ma'akev, then it would be okay without it. Even though there's an Isser, it says, Losashbis bris Melach Lokecha. Even though it says, do not do the covenant that you have with Hashem of the salt. The Torah says, don't do this. Don't forget the salt covenant. But it sounds like, says the Sfas Emes from our Gemara, if you wouldn't have an extra pasuk that says ma'akev, it would be ma'akev. Don't we have a principle of kol misal d'avad rachmana lo sevid, yavad mahani, yavad lo mahani? The Gemara at the beginning of the first three blad in Tzimura. If the Torah says not to do something, then if you try to do it, it's not going to be helpful. It's not going to be successful. The Torah says, no, don't marry your sister. Right? So if you try to marry your sister, it doesn't work. The Torah says that. So there's a machlokas, a bayan rava there, about kol misal d'avad rachmana. So why doesn't the Gemara bring that up here? According to the Fasemis, the Torah says, don't be mashbis bris melech alokecha. Says the Fasemis, you know what you see? That principle doesn't apply by kachim. It's a very important yisod of the Fasemis. The principle of kol milsa da'avid rachmana lo sevid, da'am rachmana lo sevid, yavin mahani yavin lo mahani, that does not apply by kachim, says the Fasemis. Because by kachim, you have a new principle called shana akasav la'akev. You have to have a repeat to say it's li'ikuva. And if it's not repeated, it's not li'ikuva. Even if there's a losase involved. That's the chiddush of the Fasemis right here. The Ze'eno, the Hug, call me the Kachim, the Lo Ma'akvi Nami, Al Kapani Misur Dar Raisehi, the Bekachim Shana Kazav La'akev, the Lo Amrina, the Yavalo Mahani. That's an important Sfas Emes that we have to remember. Menachas Davchav. Okay, you have to look at all the examples in the beginning of Temura that the Gemara asks a bunch of questions on each of the Shitas to see if any of those are carbon related. Okay, where are we? Velo, we're up to Velo. Velo Tana Bekra, is it really true that the Torah does not repeat itself by Melach, v'haksiv, right? We just came up with a separate source that it's going to be Ma'akev, because it says Bris. So what do you mean? It doesn't repeat itself, v'haksiv, v'chol karban minchascha memelach timlach. It is repeated. So Gemara says, no, hahumi bai lelik adetanya. That's only there for as follows. Ilun omar karban b'melach. If it said karban b'melach without the extra word of timlach, shomea ani afilu eitzim v'dam, shenigru karban. I would have thought that you have to salt everything in with salt, even the wood that you burn on the mizbeach, and even the blood, because it says karban b'melach, and we know from elsewhere that eitzim and dam are also called karban. Tamalomar, that's why it has to say mincha in that pasuk. Ma mincha miyuchedes sha'achirin ba'inchovala. Just like a mincha has to be salted, and a mincha is miyuchad, that there are items brought with the melach, because the melach is brought, it forces other things to be brought. For example, wood. You have to burn the komets. So, mincha forces you to bring something else. So too, things are salted only if they cause other things to be burned on the mizbeach. Excluding dam and eitzim. Dam and eitzim don't cause anything else to be burned. Dam is just sprinkled and the wood is burned itself. So, that is the limud. Says the Gemara, why don't you darshan it this way? Ima mincha miyuchad shemateres. Why does he, just like the mincha, the komet is matir something, the shirayim, afkol shemateres. So too, you should say anything that's matir. Avi dam shematir, and dam is matir. Dam is matir. You do the haktara semurin, depending on what carbon you're talking about. So why don't you include dam that you should have to put salt on the dam? So tamalomar me al minchascha v'lo me al dimcha. Special drasha. We don't know which way to darshan it. So you darshan it this way. You have this exclusion from on your mincha and not from on your blood. Yocho te mincha kula tuna melach. So continuing darshaning, what needs malicha? You might think that the entire mincha needs melach, meaning even the shirayim which you are going to eat, not just the komet that is burned. You might think everything needs tamalomar carbon. So to the Torah says carbon, meaning what you're going to eat is not included. Carbon toan melach vein mincha kula tuna melach. Fine. Vein liela komets, and I only know the komets. But the komets is connected to the other mincha. Minayin l'rabos. Es halavona. How do I know to include the lavona? The frankincense is also burned. Mar ben es halavona. Shekin ba'i ma b'kli achad. Lavona is included because it's with the komets. It's with the flour and the mincha, the same kli. So that's mitzarifit. The Rashba here has a chakira. Does that mean that it's in the same kli and therefore it gets nimlach? Or even more than that, it's in the same kli, so it's called a mincha. It's called a mincha somewhat. And we know the pasuk says, I'll call karbancha, attack of mel, a minchascha. It says mincha. So is the pasuk being megala? It's kliyacha being megala that this is also called part of the karmincha or not? We mentioned this in the first week when we did menachas. What's the chaloshe mincha? What about is it only the soles? What about the shemen? What about the lavona? What about all of those? What's called the minchas? We discussed that then. Okay. Minal rabo says halavona habab ifnei atzma. How do I know? That includes the lavona that comes with a mincha. How do I know to include the lavona that's brought by itself if somebody just makes a nedava of a lavona? Ulavona haba bebazichon, or the lavona that's brought in the bazichon of the lechem upon him. V'haktores. How do I know that I have to salt the ktores that you bring every morning and afternoon? Minchas kohanim, uminchas kohen mashiach. The mincha of the kohanim that's brought, that's totally burned in the mizbeach. Or the mincha of the kohen gadol that's brought every day, the chavitin. Uminchas nesachim, and the mincha that's brought with the nesachim, with the carbon as ola and shlamim. Emurei chathas, emurei ashim, emurei kachim kachim, emurei kachim kalim. Veivare ola, the limbs of the ola. Va'ola sa'of, which is totally burned in the mizbeach. Minayin. How do I know all of these things also require melicha? Because it only says it by mincha, as we pointed out. So tamalomar, al kol karbancha, takriv melach. On all your karbanos. These are all considered karbanos, so all of them require melicha. There is an interesting shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach sounds like from this Gemara. Okay, you need it by mincha. You need it by everything. The Rambam is machalik bidi eved. What if you didn't do it? What if you didn't do it? 2 points in the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam says, hikriv below melach klal. What if you were makriv without melach? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. The Rambam says, "Loke, you get malchus. Shneamar v'lo sashbis melach brisalokecha. Do not be mashbis. Do not not do the salting of the carbon with Hashem. V'yavo bi sheloke hakarbon kosher v'hurtsa." Says the Rambam, even though you did it without salting, the carbon is kosher except for the mincha where the melach is ma'akev. So point number one of the Rambam is that Malicha is ma'akev by all karbanos, but it's only going to passel the karban by mincha. Or everything else on this list, it doesn't passel the karban. The karban is kosher and hurts up, but it's just, you did navera. Did navera, number one. The other issue brought up, where did the Rambam get that from? He's got to read the Gemara in a certain way. But the other issue with the Rambam is the malchus. The Rambam says you get malchus. What's the problem? Lafshein b'maisa. You didn't salt it. You're going to get malchus for that? You get malchus for that? So this is a fascinating issue. A number of averas like this. If you do an avera actively, but the avera part of it is not doing something. You brought a carbon. You did a physical act without salting it. So is that going to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa? So obviously the Rambam feels that this is a lav sheyesh b'maisa. This is said beferish by the Sefer HaChinuch right here. The Chinuch follows the Rambam. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches, the Isra of bringing a carbon without melach. He says at the end, you get malchus. Shehari maisa yesh kan, kishehu makriv ha-basar ha-tafel, shehozher alav, shelo lakriva b'lo melach. You did an act, you did an avera, put it together. So what? That the act itself wasn't the avera. Unless you say the aveira is bringing a carbon without melach. That's how you have to formulate it. The act is doing the maisa. That's how the Dvar Avram says it. Dvar Avram says bringing a carbon without melach in Chelek Bei Simen Chaf Aleph. That is how you look at the That's how you will look at the Isser. V'loshat eino Isser al guf maisa akrava below melach. Elo ha-Isser rak bashpas as a melach. B'masha mechasro v'nimna milamolach. V'avi ke'ein. He says, you would have said it's alav she'ein bo maisa, but he says no. Where's his line here? He says, Kidmatsinu, kibin dashpasas a melach nasis al yidei maisa akrava. Shem lo yakrav in kan hashpasa. If you wouldn't do the maisa, if you wouldn't do the akrava, you wouldn't do the, there wouldn't be any avera. That shows that the mice is connected to the Avera somewhat. And he says the same thing with, in Yonah Dioma, Bal Yerabai Yematzeh. The Rambam says, if you buy chametz on Pesach, you violate the Isra, Bal Yerabai Yematzeh. What do you mean by, and if you don't buy chametz, you don't violate. But what do you mean? Bal Yerabai Yematzeh is having chametz in your house. Again, it's another example where there's a mice associated with the Avera that would make it, chayv. So that's an important Rambam to know, that you get malchus for bringing a carbon without salt. Viter, Amamar, says the Gemara, Ainli, quoting the Brisa we just said, Ainli, Ella, Ko, Mitzvah, Ella, Rabbah, Sazal, Avona, include Avona, Marbi, Anis, Avona, Shkin, Ba'imah, Bekliachar, it comes Bekliachar, Vaha Amrit, but didn't we say earlier, Ma, Mincha, Miyuchad, Shachayim, Bo, Enchovin, La? There's another drasha. Mincha is only Miyuchad. Why does a Mincha get salted? Because a Mincha causes other things to come. Ad writes, Mincha, Achayim, Bo, Enchovin, La, other things. So, how does Lavona fit in? How does Lavona fit in? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'amar. What meaning, why would I have excluded Lavona? Why did I exclude Lavona? Lavona is also a Cherem Bo'en Chovin La. So Hachi Ka'amar, Ema Karban. I would have said the following. Ema Karban Klal, U'mincha Prat, Klal Prat, Ema Prat, Ema Klal, Masha Prat, Mincha in Midiach Minilo. I would have excluded Lavona, even though you would have said Lavona is included already, because it's included in a Cherem Bo'en Chovin La, but maybe I would have excluded it because of his klal uprat. That's why you need the extra pasuk. Hadar amar al kol karbancha chazar veklal klal uprat klal iyata dana elkin aprat ma prat mafurish achir and boin chovin la of course achir and boin chovin la. So that's that why you. That's how you get to that drasha. You need that drasha because to teach me that it's darshan as a klal uprat klal. Period. Achir de boin chovin la maininu. What is the achir? And we said this already outside, but now the Gemara says it. What is the achirim that's Bachova because of the mincha, eitzim, the wood. So avkal eitzim. So too, anything that is machayiv eitzim to come will be included. Ema lavona va'icy dam. Maybe I should say lavona is included because it causes wood. V'icy dam deikin esachim. But also dam should be included in salting. Why? Because dam is machayiv nesachim. The zrikas hadam is done with the nesachim by an ol and a shlamim. Right, the wine libations. So doesn't the dam, isn't the dam mechayiv you to do the nesachim? So Gemara says no. Nesachim b'had emurin u'da'asu. The nesachim is mechuyah from the emurin, not from the dam. You do like the emurim and the zrika, but the Gemara says the nesachim is more connected to the burning of the fats than the sprinkling of the blood. So the Gemara says, why do you think that? My taima achilu u'shasiya. Why? Because emurin is like a food and nesachim is like a drink. That's why you think they should go together? Adaraba, no. Put the nesachim with the blood. Kapara v'simcha. The blood brings kapara and the nesachim is simcha. And once you get the kapara, you're v'simcha. So maybe you should say the nesachim are closer to the dam than to the emurin. So the Gemara says, no, there's a different reason why you would include lavona, which would not apply to dam. Ella lavona, as we said before, ba'im abekli yachad. Nesachim ain't ba'im abekli yachad. So that's why you would exclude dam. Aval eitzim, ki hechi de miskasher bu mincha, haki miskasher bu hu kula karbanas. But wood, just like mincha is mechayev wood, so all karbanas are mechayev wood. So that's why all karbanas are included. Lavona is included. Dam is not included. Period. The Ema, why don't you make this drasha? Mahaprat mefurish acherim bo'en chovin la umateres. Why don't you say you need both? You need that the carbon is mechayiv, that you burn something else, and it's matir. Av kol she'acherim bo'en chovin la umateres, umayniyo, and then you would only include lavona, haba bebazichin, the shar yalechem, the lavona that's burned that allows you to eat the shtei alechem, avamidiyach minilo, but all the other carbonis, the emurin, and the evarim of the ola, that's not matir anything. So maybe those should not be included in the mitzvah malicha. So Gemara says no. Mi de itzrich me al minchascha vol me al dimcha, from the fact that you need a pasuk to exclude dam, and dam only has one of those elements, not two. Dam only has the matir element; it doesn't have the acher bon chovin la. Michal dahana kulu asu ben bechatzad. The fact that dam needs to be excluded, it must be that normally you would include where there's only one similarity. to mincha. So therefore, it must be that you don't need both boin chovin la and matir. One of them is good enough. Dam had the matir, and all the other ones have boin chovin la. Period. Amar mar. Finishing up. We have the drasha to exclude dam. Why don't you say evarim are excluded? The evarim of a karban do not need malicha, and dam would be included. So mistavre evarim havelel rabuyah. No, mistama evarim will compare evarim, the limbs of an animal, to a mincha rather than dam. Shekain ash bintam simin, because there are similarities in 7 ways. In 7 ways. That's the abbreviation. We just said Ashbin Atomic. Acherim Bo'en Chogin Lakamosa. That's the Aleph. Acherim, right, it's Mechayev. Both the Mincha and Evarim are Mechayev you to burn wood. Ishim Kamosa. Both are burned. That's the Shin. Bachutz Kamosa. Both of them are done always on the Mizbeach Bachutz, unlike Dam, which is sometimes done Bifnim. On the Badim. Nosar Kamosa. There's an Isser of Nosar when it comes to the Emurin and the Mincha, unlike Dam. Tuma Kamosa. They're both subject to the Isser of Tuma. Me'ila Kamosa. The Isser of Me'ila by both of them. There's no Isser of Me'ila by Dam. We had that earlier. Those are the ways that it is included in, I think it's 6 ways, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 ways. Ashbina Tuma Simon. So it's 6 ways that mincha is comparable to Evarim. That's why we compare it that way. Says the Gemara, Adarabba. Just the opposite. Dam Avel Rebuya. Why don't you compare Dam to mincha? Why? Because it's comparable in Shekein Matir Kemosa. Because both the mincha and the dam are matirim. And Nifla B'shkia Sachama Kemosa. And they both become pasul B'shkia. Right? Both become pasul. Unlike Evarim, which are burned all night. So why don't you say they're comparable? Answer the Gemara. Hanaf Nefisha. No, it's 6-2. 6-2, so that's why the first one wins. The Evarim are included compared to Mincha and it requires Malicha, and the Dam is excluded, period. This big Tosfos over here, we discussed it earlier. This is one of the places in Shas where Tosfos discusses the Shkiyas. You see, right at the beginning of the Tosfos, he quotes the Gemara Pesachim, Salak Dalin, and Shabbos Lamed Hey. All the discussions of Shkia and Rabbeinu Tam and the Gross start with those Gemaras, the Stira and the Gemaras. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Daled says that from Shkia to Tzeis is the time it takes to walk 4 mil, and the Gemara says in Mesech HaShabbos that Bein HaShmashes is 3/4 of a mil. That's the problem, because we always used to think, says Tosfos, that from Shkia to Tzeis, that is Bein HaShmashes. So if that's Bein HaShmashes, how could one Gemara say that's 4 mil, and one Gemara say it's 3/4 of a mil? So that's the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted right here on the 5th line of Tosfos. It's quoted in Pesachim. It's quoted in Shabbos. It's quoted in Zvachim. V'tiras Rabbeinu Tam, demishatishka hachama, mashma, sof shkia sachama, shekvar shaka hachama, avo mishkia sachama, mashma mitchila shkia. Rabbeinu Tam says, 2 shkias. There are 2 shkias in life. There's the tchila shkia, which really has not too many ramifications, Lamaisa. And then there's Sof Shkia, which is the 2nd Shkia. That's 3/4 of a mil after the 1st Shkia. What we call sunset is 1st Shkia. But that's why people who call Rabbeinu Tam Zmanim are much later, because it's 3/4 of a mil. The time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil later. Bein HaShmashes is after that. And then you get to Tzeis HaKochavim. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchas Shabbos says it's impossible. It's impossible! His 2 words, hachush machish, it's pitch black outside. How can you say it's not shkia yet? So the Gra says there are 2 tzeisis. There's only 1 shkia, but it's 2 tzeisis. But the real shkia is the 1st shkia, 3/4 of a mil after that, it is finished. But if you continue reading the Tosfos here has a ha'ara that not all the other Tosfosim have. And he quotes by Ner Chanukah v'chulu, look at the 4th to last skinny line. Ulafichach, shkia sachama nami dahacha, gabi dam betchila shkia airi. Even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that when it says Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, that's talking about 1st Shkia. Avoda Halachis go by 1st Shkia. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know what you see from the Tosfos here? Davening Mincha, which is Avoda, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree 1st Shkia. That's the Rav's Chiddush. Another Achronim I pick up on this Tosfos also. But you see, there are many halachas that 1st Shkia, 2nd Shkia. But many have the minog of Davri Mincha very, very late because of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at this Tosfos carefully, and other Achronim say that no, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that you need 1st Shkia. 1st Shkia for Avoda, and Minchas is connected to Tiknun. So therefore, wanted to be very careful, says This is quoted, Rav Shechter quotes as the Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Nun Beis. It's based on the Tosas. Tosas says it beferish. It doesn't say by Mincha, it says it by Dam. So if you say that Mincha is compared to Dam Nifskal, so you would say this. This is the Mishnah Berurah, is very charif. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, somebody's a Mishnah Berurah ban, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchas Mincha, it's better to daven by yourself before Shkia than davening with a minion after Shkia. So he says it beferish. Says it beferish. He says, Yesh poskim rabim shechokim bazeh. He's arguing on the Ramah. The Ramah says, bidyevet, shasat chak, your yotze. Ein lolis bidyevet, or bashasat chak, imispal mincha ara waila, dino ara tzeza kochavim. Bidyevet. The Ramah quotes that. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh poskim rabim shechokim bazeh. Vidaitam shetfilas a mincha irak kodim shkia sachama. Volochain lachar chila tzorach adam lispalo kodim shkia. Vain she yigmar tfilaso. Bochelon is kasa shemesh beinenu. Umutav lispalo bismana biachidus. Mil hispalo acharkach. Be Sibur. Ubidiyevet yucholismo chadasa mekilin was pala acharshkia ad reva shah kodem says. Bidiyevet, but he says, it's better. So if you have the choice, if it's after shkia and you didn't daven mincha yet, Mr. Brewer will tell you to daven. That's what he says. But if, on a lachadchila level, if you have the choice of davening before shkia by yourself or after shkia with a minion, the Mr. Brewer says it's better to daven before shkia by yourself. Okay? But he hasn't quote this whole lumdus, but this could be based on this tosas. Viter. Omar mar, shomeya ani afilu eitzim adam, shenikru u'karbon. What was the havamino? I would have included eitzim adam that are called carbon. So think about it, 1 minute. Man shamas leidamar eitzim ikri carbon. Who is the one that says that wood is called a carbon? Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that says that. Le Rebbe mi boy bo melach. But we know that Rebbe says wood needs salt. We have a brisa that says, wood, you might have had a havamina that you have to salt wood because it's called a carbon, tamalam or not. 1 minute. There's only one sheet out there that wood is called a carbon, and that's Rebbe, and Rebbe says that wood needs salt. What's the brisa talking about? The Tanya, because the brisa says carbon, malamid, shemizad and eitzin, right, we had this, that you're allowed to bring a carbon of nedava of wood, vikama, how much do you bring? Shnei gizrin, 2 logs, v'cheinu almer, as the pasuk says, v'halgora losi palm al carbon eitzim. You see, carbon ha eitzim. Rebbe amar eitzim carbon mincha hein. Rebbe says that eitzim is a form of a carbon mincha, v'te'unin melach. And you have to salt it. When you, not the wood that you bring every, that is brought every day just to burn the other carbonus. But if you give a carbon eitzim as an adava, you have to salt it. Vitun and hagasha. And you have to bring it close to the mizbeach. Viyama rava, ledivre rebi eitzim tun and kemitza. You do kemitza. How do you do kemitza? How in the world do you do kemitza? So, the Rishonim explain that you have to at least pulverize. Make some piece of that wood very small so you can pick it up in your hand and do kemitza to it and burn it on mizbeach. And what do you do with the leftover, the carbon eitzim? That's a machlokas. Rashi Tosis says here that you also burn it. Also burn it, which is pashas. Rabbeinu Gershom later on says that you give it to the Kohanim. Just like the Shirayim of any carbon mincha. Okay, the Kohen is going to have some firewood to use in his house. All right, but that's what Rebbe says. You need to do kemitza. Amar Papa, Ledivrei Rebbe, Eitzim Shrichan Eitzim. And according to Rav Papa, Ledivrei Rebbe, Eitzim require other Eitzim to burn it on his Mizbeach. Question mark. So you see, Rebbe's the one that calls Eitzim a carbon, and he says it does need. So how can you say that the earlier Brisa says, oh, I might have included Eitzim in Dam. No. So the Gemara answers, Sami Mikan Eitzim. Okay, delete. Delete the word Eitzim, and it only meant to say the word Dam there. And therefore, it's according to everybody. Everybody says Dam is called a carbon, and Bakal Maskana, Dam does not require salting. Okay, we'll stop here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the kemitza of the wood tomorrow. Okay, tonight, 9:30, Ein Omrim Shira El Al Hayayin. We're going to talk about Hallel, different types of Hallel, the Gemara at the beginning of Six Parak and Brachas. So everybody's invited, 9:30.